Chapel Show, Pisgah Sports Talk with the voice of the Bears, Chad Upton, and Pisgah head coach Brett Chapel, live at the Jukebox Junction, Highway 276 at the Bethel Red Light. Brought to you this morning by Hometown Hardware, the Freeman Agency featuring Erie Insurance, plus linen and uniform service, and the Pisgah Barbershop. Join us every Saturday, all season long.
Live from the Jukebox Junction restaurant here in Bethel, North Carolina, it's the Brett Chapel Show, along with head coach Brett Chapel. This is Chad Upton, Frank Burner studio this morning, directing us from here. Black Bears last night losing to Franklin 21-7 over at Cherokee because of the weather, and got a chance to play over there, but certainly the results aren't exactly what we were hoping for, but a lot of good positives that come out of last night, too. And coach, I guess first question for you this morning, what are your first thoughts coming out of last night in that big game against Franklin?
You know, you look at it, obviously we played a really good football team, and Franklin has been for the last few years now. And, of course, we have been too. You know, it's always been really good games and good defensive games, and I think you saw that again last night. You know, defensively, we held them to 126 yards offense, which is outstanding. I can't say enough about the defense. Offensively, even though we had our struggles, we still had 185 yards of offense, so we, you know, had 60 more yards than they did. But certainly made some mistakes in there, you know, during the game. We just couldn't get out of our own way a couple of times. It really hurt us.
Kind of the first thing I think about, just, you know, looking at specific scenarios and things like that, you know, Daniel has had a terrific year already, still had, you know, 90 yards on the ground last night, but it didn't look like those cut back lanes were there that they might typically would be for him. And you got to give a lot of credit to the defense and how quick they were able to flow to the football last night for Franklin, can't you?
You know, I think their linebackers, we talked about that in the paper and then earlier in the week, it felt like their linebackers were as good of a set as we've seen since Asheville, and I think they really played well last night. Gave us some problems. You know, we picked our spots to try to take some shots early in the game. You know, a couple of things that really stood out to me, you know, when I got back and got a chance to watch some film, you know, last night, you know, on the offensive side. Again, just felt like for whatever reasons in the two biggest games that we have played, the Asheville game and also the Franklin game, and this is on both sides of the ball, we boogered a little bit early. I don't know what I can contribute that to, but we didn't come out and play our best ball to start with, and it took us about a quarter to get our legs under us good and get going. And, you know, we can't do that in big games like that. So I'm a little frustrated with that for whatever reason. You know, and then we had some situations during the game that, you know, caused us some points. Obviously, that was a big swing on things. We went down and we scored to tie the game up 7-7, you know, after we had turned the ball over on our own 20-yard line and put our defense backs against the wall. And, you know, they gave up the points, but that was on a short field, so you can't, you know, put that one on the defense. That was on us. And like I said, then we drove down and scored, had a good score, and kicked off and came back and, you know, gave up a long kickoff return, but still were okay and get out there. And, you know, we had a lack of communication from a player to the coaches, to the training staff, and we put 10 players on the field instead of 11.
And they went to that side.
And it wasn't that they saw it. I mean, they had the play call way before we even got out of the huddle, but just happens to be, you know, where it went. And that's, you know, that's unacceptable for me as a head coach, you know, for us to put our kids in that situation. And I think there's a lot of blame to go around on that one. You know, we should have been able to have seen it. We should have had the kids come to us and tell us, and we should have had the training staff making us aware of that situation as well. Kid was getting looked at on the sideline, and we didn't realize it, and we missed it. And, again, that cost us 7 points and was the biggest play for them offensively of the night. I think probably 40 yards or more on that run. But, again, we've got to do a better job of communicating and taking care of that, and haven't run into that problem, you know, all year. But it certainly showed its head last night.
Going back to the beginning of the game, we saw several flags there with I don't know if it was lining up or what it was, some, you know, offsides or some false starts in there too, I know. But what do you – I couldn't figure out what might be going on right there. What did you see?
Nerves. You know, one word, nerves, nervousness. Like I said, we boogered a little bit, and we did the same thing against Asheville. You know, and I'm concerned with that because we've done it in big ball games. You know, when we've been comfortable and we haven't had those nerves, we've been fine. How many times this year on the first possessions that we drove down the field and scored? You know, just about every other game except those two. Now, played against two very good defenses. You know, we've got to do a better job of getting more comfortable quicker than what we were. I think I've got to do a better job of practicing during the week and maybe putting us in some adverse situations to try to help our players out on Friday night. So when we get in that situation, we know how to handle it better than we did.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTO.
New at Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza, the Home Pass credit card. No annual fee, low monthly payments, and special financing on qualified purchases. Apply in store or check the link on the Facebook page. And now be right on target. Hometown Hardware now carries ammo including .22 long rifle. Pisgah Sportsman Club clay targets can be purchased for donation to the club at Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill.
For a better price and better insurance coverage, call Samuel Freeman or Bradley Pope at the Freeman Agency. These two men are Pisgah graduates who bring you Erie Insurance with coverage for auto, home, business, and life. Sample Freeman Agency service at 1656 South Main Street, close to Walmart in Waynesville, or talk with Bradley or Samuel at 246-0546 about Erie Insurance for your everyday needs.
Back live this morning, the Brett Chappell Show again. Pisgah on the road last night against Franklin, but that game was at Cherokee. And if you don't mind, talk through that scenario real quick about how everything transpired and how we ended up over there. And we certainly appreciate the hospitality that we saw out of Cherokee, because it certainly, I think, did make a difference with the best information we had last night, which was that, you know, we could very well be playing in a monsoon. Didn't necessarily happen that way, but again, we took the best information we could. But how did all that happen in the last 48 hours?
You know, I started looking at the schedule on Wednesday, you know, looking at the forecast and all those things, and I started searching around on who had games and who didn't have games. And obviously the first neutral site that came to mind was Western. Mm-hmm. You know, they play at home today against Presbyterian, so that one kind of got through out the window. And I just got to looking around and saw that Cherokee was open. And, you know, talked to Coach Brooks at Franklin, said, listen, you know, these guys are open, might want to give them a call. I don't know, you won't want to tear your field up just for one game. As we watched the weather get, you know, forecast get a little bit worse and worse as we came along, it became apparent that we weren't going to be able to play at Franklin on Friday, but Monday wasn't any better. I felt like the field was still going to be a bad situation there, and, you know, was able to get Josh hooked up with Coach Briggs and Craig Barker and Peanut Crow, the AD that's over there, and once they got that ball rolling a little bit, you know, their superintendent got involved, Scotty Penland from Cherokee, and okayed it. And, again, what a great venue to be in, to be able to play over there, to have really good weather considering everything that had happened up until that point. And
You initiated the conversations.
Yeah, you know, had a few connections. Obviously, Coach Briggs being there and Craig Parker.
Yeah.
His assistant principal I knew as well. And, you know, just it was a good situation where they were open and, you know, they were willing to – have us come over.
What a facility, right?
Great facility.
Have you seen anything like that in high school?
We got a chance to do a 7-on-7 there this summer, and I don't remember telling the coaches. I said, it'd be nice to play a game here at that time, and sure enough, we got a chance to play in it last night.
They've just done a tremendous job, and when they built that facility, they did, I think, it did a good job of considering everything and build it specifically for I don't want to necessarily just say football. I'm sure it can accommodate everything that they needed to accommodate, but it was well thought out in terms of, you know, how they decided to put things out there. Was there a conversation at all about flip-flopping this year versus next year?
No, you know, and I would have been the same way. I mean, I know they didn't want to come here and play. You know, that's special to their seniors to have a home game just like it would have been to ours. So, you know, that was never part of the conversation, you know, flipping the site and coming here. I knew they wanted it, you know, there. I hated that they, you know, their kids didn't get a home game out of it, but I thought that was the next best thing that we could have done.
Was there ever a conversation about playing on Monday?
Josh and I talked about it briefly, and both were very adamant we did not want to go to Monday.
Yeah.
I think if we would have gotten better weather, and it could have, I think we're probably going to get some sunshine maybe on Monday, but the field was still going to be soaked.
Yeah.
And I think these teams that are going to play on Monday are going to find that to be true again on some of these grass fields.
And that has become what, you know, we talked about this last night. It became, so many years, you didn't see artificial surfaces anywhere. Now it's the majority, and the teams that don't have them almost have a little bit of a disadvantage.
They do on nights like last night, for sure.
Yeah. So in terms of prepping for this week, too, with the rain, you guys get out on the turf and get in there, try to make that part of the preparation this week.
We had one day we had to go on the grass on Monday, and then everything else was on the turf. Got run off the field early on Wednesday with a little bit of lightning. But, it was a good week of practice. The last 2 weeks have been really good weeks of practice. We just had some things that came up last night that, for whatever reason, just didn't come together. You know, I look at three things really stood out to me that hurt us last night. Obviously, I didn't think we played well to start with. You know, obviously the 10 players on the field, and then, we threw the pick six in the end zone, got down there, and I liked the play call. You know, it was a good time. We had saw the coverage. It was something we were looking for. The thing that's frustrating for me as I go back and look at it, we were on the right hash, and we're throwing to the back pylon on the left side. That's about a 50-yard throw, to put it on the money. And the route was there. Trey was open. But, we were short on the throw. We threw it about 40 yards, and that's about what we're good for right now with Houston. And, that's no knock on him. Does a really good job for us. But that was not a very smart place on the field to call that play, regardless of where we were at. Down close to the goal line, I wouldn't change the play call other than where we were at. We should have been in the middle of the field before I called that play. And, I don't like it when I look back on film and you feel like as a coach you set your kid up for a failure on that one. And I think I did. As I look at it, I think that was a situation that, that was too far of a throw for him to make. And had he been able to make it, it was a touchdown. I mean, we had the route, we had what we wanted, but I've got to do a better job of seeing where we're at on the field and calling a play like that.
Well, to balance that out, though, I think maybe to just to bring this up, I thought what was a brilliant play call was his touchdown. And the other thing that I saw last night that I was really excited about was how well I thought, particularly in the first half, those opportunities, how well Houston ran the football. But, again, an excellent play call there on his touchdown that got the right call and in there at the right time, and nobody really expected to see what they saw right there. But he ran the football well, particularly in the first half.
And that was one thing that we've been working on this week. And Houston, I sat down on Monday, and I told him, I said, we've kind of kept you from running a lot so far, just trying to keep us healthy. And I said, but for these next games, I said, you've got to become more active. We had some more play calls in for him running the ball, and, that was a benefit for us. He had some good long runs last night, but, at the end of the day, you walk away frustrated because you had enough yardage, you did enough good things to get a win, but you had about two plays in there, one on that defensive side and then that pick six that, was a difference in the ball game. Was a 14-point swing, on that pick six.
Yeah.
So, that's frustrating as a coach.
How do you feel about, where Houston was at the end of the game in particular, I guess, in terms of confidence and so forth, and really for everybody?
I think we got better confidence-wise. We were really down at halftime. We were really frustrated at halftime, and a lot of self-doubt. Not a lot of finger-pointing, but a lot of self-doubt on some things. And I thought we came back in the second half, and I thought our kids got a little bit of that confidence back, especially the last drive, being able to move the ball down the field right there at the end offensively. But defensively, again, guys, I can't say enough. I mean, we have a very good run defense. I think as you look back at all of our games, anytime we face running teams, we have fared very well. And last night was, the same thing.
And again, you're going back to that defense. And again, the first time, and I think my understanding is the first time this kid's been out on the field, the Melton kid last night, 21 carries for 88 yards. I mean, that's very much limiting him. And again, the defense, and we talked about this a lot last night, when you hold a team like Franklin to under 200 yards of total offense, actually under 150 yards of total offense, you've really done something special, and you can really hang your hat on that.
Yeah, and what's crazy is, he had 21 carries for 88 yards. Kelton did. Really good downhill back that they've really got accustomed to having over there. But almost half his yards was on one run when you had nine players on the field.
Yeah.
Again, those are things that you've got to clean up. You hope as a coach they don't come back and bite you in a big game, and they did last night. And, this game coming up with West Henderson is huge. It's a swing game, a game that we've got to win as we move forward. And and getting some of our confidence back.
And it's, you know, we think about defense a lot of times. I think we tend to think about, at least I do, tend to think about the front seven. But, boy, your secondary's playing well, too. And Christian Jones is a ball hawk. And, of course, we've talked a lot about Isaiah Fisher flying around the field and making tackles, coming around from the other side of the field to be where he needs to be. But I thought Christian, in particular, played well at corner last night.
Christian did. Christian had a really good game and plays, you know, plays in the secondary very well for us. Isaiah's becoming more active for us, you know, as a outside linebacker type. Jeff Albretton had a really good game last night. You know, we challenged him early in the week, and I thought he stepped up and had a good game. And the front guys, I mean, were just phenomenal. You know, again, to play at that level and to hold that offense to what we did, I just think was a good job. And unfortunately, we couldn't help them out enough on the offensive side.
Did you have anything in particular that you wanted to do as far as special team-wise in terms of kickoffs and trying to stay away from anybody?
You know, we did. I thought our kickoffs last night were poor. We didn't get it placed like we have been getting it placed. We kicked with both kickers last night, and, you know, that hurt us, and our coverage struggled. Field position was really key for us last night, and I felt like we were on the wrong side of it most of the night. We had a lot of our drive starting on our 20.
Their
guy was kicking off, and he was putting it in the end zone or putting it deep at the 1 and 2 yard line, and, you know, they had good coverage. But, again, you know, you got to be solid in all your facets of the game when you're playing games of that magnitude. And we weren't as good, and they were. And it was a very good Franklin team, very typical, you know, just like what I thought, you know, our team was. But they made fewer mistakes, and, you know, they got the win last night.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTO.
Plus, Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier. With floor mats to keep winter slush in check, linen service, and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty shops and local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina for nearly 90 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
This is Chad Upton for Pisgah Family Barbershop in their new location. Take a short drive out Champion Drive and enjoy plenty of store-wide parking. Inside, Pisgah Family Barbershop's well-known hospitality, with Ken Warren and his crew providing excellent haircuts for men, women, and children. For style and convenience, you'll be a regular at the new location of Pisgah Family Barbershop on Champion Drive across from Burger King, I-40, exit 31. So now it's time for Pisgah to look ahead to West Henderson. That's coming up this Friday, obviously, and it'll be homecoming as we had to move the game from a couple of weeks ago, or move the homecoming anyway, from a couple of weeks ago out to this coming week. So, again, another big, big football game against West that's in the division in terms of the conference. And West has had a good bit of success this year. They're a whole lot better.
Undefeated in the conference. You know, we knew what road we had, you know, these next three ball games. All four teams, you know, last night were undefeated in the conference. You know, talking about Franklin and Pisgah and West Henderson and Tuscola. And we've got West and Tuscola, you know, coming up back-to-back. Yeah. So, you know, some big weeks for us coming up. Yeah. You know, busy weeks, obviously. But, you know, it's a very important game. Obviously, there are 3A games, so that's even, you know, more important because that's playoff seeding. You know, you want to have that number one seed for your 3A bracket if you can out of your own conference. And, you know, we've been able to do that the last 2 years. And, you know, we've got to be able to take care of that on Friday night, a home game. You know, all of those things coming together and one big game, and of course not looking ahead, and our kids have done a really good job of not looking ahead with any of our games, so I don't think that's going to be a problem this week. You know, want to brag a little bit about on our JV program. Played Franklin on Thursday night, beat them 21-20. Great ball game. Both teams were undefeated, both teams hadn't had a loss, and you know, came down to the last 38 seconds and, you know, had a great play. Cameron Walker had a big catch for us, and then kicked, you know, scored and kicked extra point and won it. And unfortunately for Cameron, ended up breaking a collarbone and, you know, going to be out for the season. You know, so we'll be thinking about him as he has surgery next week. But, you know, a huge game for those guys. West Henderson's JVs are undefeated. So again, another big game coming up with the JVs. And of course, you're sitting there with Tuscola's JVs that are undefeated too. So, you know, not only does the varsity got some big games this next couple of weeks, but so does the JVs. It's just a busy time for us, and some good football being played. Both middle school teams won Thursday. So congratulations to those guys as well. And I think the big game between Canton and Bethel is coming up this week as well. So get a chance to come out and watch those guys, and get a chance to enjoy some of what is Pisgah's future coming to us.
Absolutely. Mark Henson is one of my best friends, and it's an uncle of Cameron, and he sent me a text of the picture of that x-ray, and it did not look good at all. Tell me about what that's going to look like as far as that surgery.
You know, the biggest thing for Cameron, and went up and made a great grab.
Yeah.
Didn't take a hit. I mean, he caught the ball, and both arms were, wrapped up in the tackle, and just as he fell and came down, he just landed on that shoulder. And, sometimes that happens, where you break that collarbone like that. His was displaced, so that means that one portion had slid underneath the top.
Yeah.
And so they've got to go in and surgically repair. They'll put a plate in it and a couple of screws. He'll be back in 6 to 7 weeks, which is great.
Yeah.
So it's not going to hurt him too bad as far as his basketball and obviously baseball and stuff he's got coming up. And, the big thing for us is getting him back in the weight room in the spring and getting some size on him and all of those things. But, I hate it for him.
Yeah.
He had missed a ball early in the game and, on a first down play. And, he kind of felt down on himself and then came back and made a huge grab on that play and, helped get us down there. And then, sometimes those things happen. But, it wasn't from a hit or anything like that. We just fell wrong on a turf.
At this point, you guys have probably seen them within the context of the other games that you're looking at. What are they doing well right now? What is it that you're thinking about first?
The first thing that stands out about West is they've got 10 seniors or 10 returning starters on defense.
Yeah.
Their defense is playing really, really well. Haven't had any high-scoring games. They are very fast on defense. They move around a lot. Not real big, but a lot of stunts come from about every different direction. And do a really good job. And I expect us to be able to have some problems up front. We're going to have to do a really good job, this week, getting our kids prepared for all of the stuff that we're going to see. Offensively, they're a little bit younger on the offensive side, but they've still had some success. I think the Mountain Heritage game was the first game that they hadn't scored a couple of weeks ago, and a 14-0 loss. But, good football team. And these teams, if you're looking and you're kind of listening to our conversation this morning, these teams are teams that have good JV programs right now too,
mm-hmm.
and have, for the last couple of years. So you're starting to see some parity coming. We talked a little bit about that at the beginning of the season. The parity of your JV programs are now helping out your varsity programs. And you look at Franklin, you look at Pisgah, and you look at Tuscola, and you look at West Henderson. All four of these teams right now have good JV programs, and I think you're seeing the benefits of that on the varsities.
Yeah, back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
For a better price and better insurance coverage, call Samuel Freeman or Bradley Pope at the Freeman Agency. These two men are Pisgah graduates who bring you Erie Insurance with coverage for auto, home, business, and life. Sample Freeman Agency service at 1656 South Main Street, close to Walmart in Waynesville, or talk with Bradley or Samuel at 246-0546 about Erie Insurance for your everyday needs.
New at Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza, the Home Pass credit card. No annual fee, low monthly payments, and special financing on qualified purchases. Apply in store or check the link on the Facebook page. And now be right on target. Hometown Hardware now carries ammo including .22 long rifle. Pisgah Sportsman Club clay targets can be purchased for donation to the club at Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill.
Plus, linen and uniform service makes business life easier. With floor mats to keep winter slush in check, linen service, and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty shops and local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina for nearly 90 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
Mm-hmm. again. So Pisgah will get set for West Henderson this coming week, and then they've got that three-game road swing that we've got to make here coming up after that before finishing up the season at home. And again, big football game against West Henderson, and you think about all the things that you want to do. It's the defense, I think, that's going to continue to give you chances to win football games. Is certainly, you know, the offense is played well. We got a lot of skilled people out there and a lot of good things right there. But your defense is going to keep you in football games right now, really, regardless of who you're going to play, I think. And again, something to hang your hat on right now going into that big stretch we've got.
There is, you know, and there's some things to hang our hat on the offensive side. We just shot ourselves in the foot last night, you know, on some situations that we just got to do a better job with. And, you know, I got to do a better job preparing us for adversity through the week. You know, that's one thing that I'm really going to harp on this week with our team, and putting us in some bad situations in practice and seeing how we respond, seeing how the kids come together.
How did we come out last night health-wise?
Health-wise was good. Hopefully, you know, as well, we've been without David Mackey, you know, our best offensive lineman. We've been without him for, you know, a few weeks now. Hopefully, if things go well, we may get him back for the West Henderson game. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with it. If we can get him back, great. If we're not, we'll keep plugging along and, you know, doing the best we can do.
And no new injuries that we came out of last night you worried about at all?
No. Everybody came out, you know, pretty healthy out of last night. Got Jacob Kielsen back. It was good to have
right.
him back on the sideline. You know, we're getting back where we need to be at. But big game this week. You know, big swing game for us, one we certainly need to get.
And you need to have as many people in the stands as you can for this one, too, don't you?
You know, it should be a really good game. I feel like, especially if West wins on Monday night, I feel like they're going to bring a good crowd as well. They're sitting there. We're still a chance to win a conference because they'll be undefeated. So, a lot riding on the game Friday.
Absolutely. So, again, we'll have that game for you. 6:30 will be our airtime with the Black Bear Cafe preview. 7 o'clock game call again from the stadium here in Canton. Again, want to encourage everyone to come out to the stadium for a big game this week, as well as having homecoming as well. So we need to pack the stands for sure. And then, of course, we'll be right back here next week at 8 a.m. for the Brett Chapel Show. Again, for head coach Brett Chapel, this is Chad Upton and Frank Bird back in our studio this morning. Until next week, so long, everybody.